I think it was probably, I think it's the right time. I think that Steve Davis had done a magnificent job when he came in. I thought it was always going to be a really, really tough job to take over from Dario Gradi, and I think he took it on in the right manner, in the philosophy of crew and bringing players through. But it's been a long time now that they've been on the decline. They're sort of back where they were when he took over, and I think it is the right time for him to step aside and for someone else to take on the challenge, because the worry is, and it's a very real worry, is that the slide continues, and you look at that Football League trapdoor, which Crewe definitely don't want to go through.
And I don't mean this in a disrespectful way either, but how much does it highlight the time, the need in football to move when the time is right? Because it wasn't too long ago that Steve was being linked with moves to Wolves and Burnley.
I suppose from his point of view, I guess, yeah, he might look at that and think maybe he's missed his opportunity, but he's still very young, and I'm sure he still wants to go on to a new challenges. And I think he can look back on his time at Crewe with very, very fond memories. He can be proud of what he did, because like I said, to take the club from where they were, to get a promotion, to win them a trophy, you know, two Wembley trips, was fantastic. And again, it was within the boundaries that obviously Crewe set, in terms of you don't get money to spend, you have to bring the youth players through. And I think he definitely did that in the first half of his reign. But since they sold the likes of Murphy and Westwood and Nick Powell, it's been very, very difficult since.
The people who are going to take over, David Artell's the manager, and then Kenny Lunt is likely to be named as his assistant. What do you make of those two?
Well, David Artell, I don't know a huge amount about, other than obviously that he was club captain and in a very successful time in winning trophies. But in terms of coaching, in his coaching role, I think it very much sort of sits with the Crewe way of kind of recruiting someone that knows the club, that knows the philosophy, that's going to abide by sort of bringing players through, looking to bring you through, and again, not spending much money. But I mean, I've spent a lot of time with Kenny, played with Kenny. He was a wonderful player, and he's a great coach. And what Kenny will bring is that experience of what it's like to play for Crewe, what it takes to get to a championship level with Crewe. I think that is vital when you're working with young players. The only worry I would have is it time as such for Crewe to maybe look a different way and look to change, because it's getting more and more difficult for teams like Crewe to bring young talent through because of the big clubs kind of widening their coaching, widening their search for young players and getting all the best players, it seems.
Well, somebody you know very well who's still involved at the football club is Neil Baker. How important is it that they use his experience and know-how in a transitional period like this?
It's absolutely vital, because he's been there, done it. You know, any situation now that Crewe go into, whether it be promotions, whether it be relegations as such, he's got that experience. And again, like I say, he knows what the club's all about, and he'll always keep sort of... He's got a good calmness to him, actually, Bakes. He's not gonna make rash decisions, and I think that's what the club needs. I think they need someone that again knows the club. It's just, like I said, it's very, very difficult for teams that are down there to constantly rely on your youth policy.
When you look at their league position, Dean, how much do you worry for them?
I worry very much, because it's like I said, it's been a steady decline, and it's not really looked like turning around. I know they had a good start to the season, but then since then, I think in the last 53 games, it really has been a disastrous record that Crewe have had, and that kind of the defeats have just seemed to set in over the last couple of years, and they're not able to get out of it. That's the worry. It's something's got to change, and maybe this will be it. Maybe a fresh face, a fresh look at the team, a fresh approach. I think that hopefully will make the difference, because Crewe have always played the same way, and I think they will carry on to do that with Kenny, David Artell involved, and Neil Baker, obviously, Dario. I think they'll always keep that philosophy. They might have to really go out and try and find a couple of players, though, that are going to help them get out of the situation they're in.
And just finally, for Crewe fans listening to BBC Radio Stoke at the moment, hearing Dean Ashton back on the radio, just update us with what you're doing with yourself.
Very much involved in the media side of football. Looking forward to a game tonight, Cambridge v Leeds, and yeah, I mean, I love to be part of football, and I constantly look out for Crewe's results and see how they're doing, and I really do want them to turn things around, and like probably every single Crewe fan, I'm always looking for that next young player to come through and look as if he's going to go on to bigger and better things.